Hey guys, this is Mike Badano, and you're listening to Sarcastic Remarks on 365 Sportscast Radio Network.
Welcome back to Sarcastic Remarks, along with Ryan. Oh my gosh.
Along with Ryan, this is Chris.
Oh my goodness. Okay, along with Chris, I am Ryan Chambers. Welcome back to another episode of PGR, where we talk about the post-game thoughts of ours from the recent game. Although we're doing this a day late because I got home really late last night. I didn't get home till 11 last night from work. No joke.
Imagine. Responsibilities.
Yeah.
Couldn't be me.
Yeah. Real life job stuff. It sucks. It really sucks. So, okay. Before we go into the game.
You know what else sucks?
What?
The Stars.
The Stars. Right now, they definitely suck. But you know what sucks even more than the Stars?
Huh.
Quick random tangent. Their freaking schedule. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I put this up on Twitter earlier. I was just like, they literally don't go 2 days without playing a game, except for this upcoming Sunday and this upcoming Monday. So they have 2 days. They have 2 days off,
right?
And then there's like 10 back-to-backs. Yeah. Now, given most of them are, you know, at home, which that helps a little bit, but still, dang, 43 games in 76 days. 43 games in 76 days. That's insane.
It's chump change. We got to pump up those numbers. Those are rookie numbers.
Yeah. So I wrote this article, and I was just curious because I'm a math nerd. The normal ratio for a season is 0.46 games per day in the calendar year, right? So with this schedule, it's 0.54. So that's like a 20% increase over a normal schedule, which is absolutely insane. And not to mention everybody's hurt now and everything too. So anyway, so if you want to go take a look at the schedule, you can go take a look at our Twitter page, or you can go look on the Dallas Stars Twitter page or all their social media stuff. And I mean, it's brutal.
We're going to be getting our money's worth for hockey. Man, yes. You know what I would hate to be right now? I'd hate to be a podcast channel that does podcasts after every single game. Can you imagine how tough that must be, doing a podcast after every single game when there's 0.54 games?
Oh, jeez. Every day. Every day.
Every day.
Like we're only going to get like a day off, and then like
and then one of those day off, we have to make another podcast that is the weekly podcast.
Yeah, for the radio show. So it's just like, oh.
Y'all getting content out of your ears, guys.
Yeah, yeah. You're fixing to get a bunch of content for y'all. So hopefully you don't get bored. We got plenty of stuff to talk about with this game.
If the Stars keep playing like this, they're going to get hecka bored.
Yep. So Stars lost last night. We're recording this on Tuesday night rather than Monday night like we normally do. They lost last night with a final score of 3-1 in a game that on the scoreboard looked a lot closer than it actually felt. What's your first thoughts of the game?
That's 100%. My first thoughts of the game is 29 shots in one period. Huh?
I've never heard
that. That's my only thought. I've never heard of that in my entire life. 29 shots in a game is good. Like, they did that in 20 minutes. That's crazy.
So the Stars dominated the first period. Well, I take that back. They played well in the first period.
They played well the last 15 minutes of the first period.
Right. So, and the Kobo
goal. And they should have been up by two goals.
Yeah,
they
should have been.
Gurry's got to start burying those. That'll be the first of the complaints we'll make today.
And he's going to be the new Janmark.
That's what people are saying. That last one, he was wide open, made a slick move, and then whiffed it just like Ian Mark would.
All right, now I got to give Drieger some credit, though. He has actually been outplaying Bobrovsky. And Bobrovsky, you know, signed that $10 million contract a year and a half ago.
Overpaid.
And he was supposed to be like the saving grace of the Florida Panthers. And everyone's like, oh, the Florida Panthers are going to go to the playoffs now. And they're not going to be a cup contender, but they're going to be a playoff contender.
Chris didn't think that.
And I thought they were going to be a contender, and boy, was I wrong.
Bobrovsky's not that good.
Now, this year, that Florida Panthers team looks really good. with the additions of Hornquist and Verhaeghe. So, especially those two players in their top six after they lost Hoffman and one other dude, Dadonov. Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of those guys left.
That first period, I was kind of wondering how they were 11-3-2. I was like, this team is not that good. And then the second period happened, and I was like, oh.
Okay.
There they are. There's the best team in the division.
Right. So, not the best team in the division. That's still Tampa, in my opinion. What? Regardless of the standings.
Oh, I was just saying standings. I wasn't making a hot take there. Sorry, oh, okay. Tampa. I was saying standings-wise.
Tampa is still the best team, regardless of who's hurt. So, they have so much depth, it's ridiculous. Okay. Anyways, We first period, okay. Second period, that's the worst period I've seen.
That was one of the worst periods of hockey I've ever seen. Like, not even this season, like 5 years. Like, that was awful.
Okay, so
and there was only one. There was only two goals.
Right. So what was your take on why it was so bad that second period? What was the difference between the first?
I mean, Razor said it best. They weren't skating at all. Like, it wasn't just like they. They weren't skating hard. They weren't skating whatsoever. They were just trying to pass their way out of every situation.
Pass the problem along.
It was nasty. It was gross. There's a bright side is Doby played outstanding. Like, the only reason I was able to keep watching that game, like, I still enjoyed myself during this game just because of how great Doby was playing. Like, it was super fun to watch him battle in there.
Right. He's back. He had a long time to, you know, to fix whatever was going on with him, and boy did he ever. And I forget who it was. There was an article. I only read the title. I didn't read the actual article, but it was like Stars wasted a great effort by Anton Khudobin, which with an effort like that, we should have won the game regardless of how sucky we were playing.
Reminds me of Game 7 against the Blues. Mm-hmm. Bishop deserved to win that game. W deserved to win this game. Same kind of thing.
Yeah, and now the good thing and the nice thing is that we still have lots of games against the Panthers and a lot of games, and we only have four games against Carolina left. But I'm kind of speechless as to what this team needs to do, because honestly, I thought they were going to do the exact same thing that they did when they came out against Nashville in their first game. Now, I wasn't expecting, you know, five power play goals and stuff like that, but I definitely expected fresher legs, and because I mean, you hadn't been doing anything for a week, and regardless of whether if they had practiced or not, which I think they got one or two days of practice in over that course of a week because of the weather, they still had a ton of rest, and especially for those older players, which were an older team, I thought that would benefit us, but It didn't seem to do so, because even in the first period when we were doing okay, it wasn't because we were doing well. I think it was because Florida was kind of, you know, backpedaling a little bit, I guess. They were conserving their energy. So,
yeah, I think we were playing decently the first period. I mean, we definitely were playing bad. I thought we were playing decent to good. But, yeah, that second period – see, the problem with thinking that you're going to be well-rested is, like, around 3 days, like, that's kind of as much as your body can rest as an athlete, really. Like, just straight resting. 3 days is kind of the maximum. When you get after that, you start losing your conditioning. So you're not used to skating that much, that hard in NHL speeds. Like, then even doing a little bit that hard makes you dead tired afterwards. So I think that's kind of unlucky, but it's still inexcusable to be embarrassed that badly in the second period. Like, that's egregious.
Well, and the other thing is they didn't go out and win the game after they were only down 2-1 after that second period.
Yeah.
I mean, it easily, based off of the saves he made, it could have been 4-5, 6-1, honestly.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing is this game, they still could have snapped the losing streak. Mm-hmm. Like, in a game that was this bad, you're still given a chance. Just because that's the way, that's just sports. Like, you can be terrible, and the other team can be great, and one guy can stop it and give you a chance. And that's what happened. Dobby gave us a chance, and we still didn't take it. I mean...
Well, and that's why goaltending is the most important position in any sport. Truly. Yeah. It really is. Because one guy can save everything in front of him, and then the other team can just make one mistake. It goes in the back of their net, regardless of what sport you're talking about, and then they win the game just because of that one defensive player, the goaltender.
Yeah, Dobby was the best hockey player in the world that night. That was crazy. Like, I think what did he end with? 49 saves?
That's a Stars record.
Yeah, that's outstanding. That's crazy. And there were some big saves too, some awesome saves.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. It's not that they were like shots from the point, which there were some shots from the point, but when there was a lot of shots from the point too. but they were tipped, and then there were some grade A scoring chances.
It definitely displayed what Dobby does best, and that's work through traffic. Like, I think that he's one of the best in the league at doing that, because like, he's a smaller guy and he's been in the league so long, he knows where the windows are in the bodies, so he knows how to get his eyes on the puck, and if he can get his eyes on the puck, he can stop it, just because he has that much want to. So watching Dobby play on his absolute number one game, it's awesome. He's so much fun to watch.
So yeah, this game sucked. Dobby was really the only bright spot in this game.
Which is why we keep talking about him.
Yeah. Now, two things that are coming off the top of my head. I'll talk about the first one. Como had an excellent game, especially in that first period. He was very noticeable, which is weird, on the offensive side of the puck. He had, like, including the goal he actually scored, he had about two or three chances that I can think of off the top of my head in that first period where he was either alone or he had a really good chance to score. So, you know, great for him and everything, but that's not the player that we need to be the best offensive player in the first period. Yeah. So, okay, this is kind of another side tangent with Como, but Geary is having all these chances and he's not burying them. All of a sudden, it seemed like he was scoring at will, and through this drought, you know, he's not scoring.
Yeah, I think it'll just take one, and then it'll start up again. He just kind of got a monkey on his back right now. He just got to keep shooting. Like, the coaches need to tell him, you're a goal scorer, it's going to come back. Just keep shooting the puck like you're scoring goals every night, and I think he'll be fine. So I don't think there's too much to worry about there, like, especially in a game like this. Like, when it's the whole team. So, it's hard to blame a breakaway with Gurionov in the first period when we were up a goal on the game. But, like...
Well, and
yeah, he's got to start burying him, I agree. But I think it's going to come. I don't think it's the biggest issue, obviously.
Well, there's a lot of issues with this team right now. And I think I figured it out. You know what needs to happen? Jason Robertson needs to stop scoring. Because every game he has scored, we have lost. So he needs to stop scoring. Jason Robertson, stop scoring.
Well, there's something to be said about that. If Jason Robertson has been our best offensive player the last four games, that's
Six
an
games.
Issue.
Six games.
Yeah, that's an issue.
He's arguably been one of the best Stars players over the past six games.
Which, if that guy's your best player, like, that's embarrassing to Jamie, Pavelski, Hintz, Gurry, like... Hey, even Delandria and Kiviranta. Like, those guys should be better offensive threats than Robertson should be. Robertson should be a good two-way guy. Those guys have got to find a way to score.
Robertson's getting the opportunity to play on that second line, though, with two speedsters. And he's a bit of a speedster himself, but he's not as fast as those guys. So he's kind of a complement to those two guys, and it's worked out really well.
Yeah, that's now, the only line that's looked good offensively.
Yeah, so... Okay, so I started with my first point, and then I went tangent. This is actually the second thing I was thinking of. Especially in that second period, so this goes back to the whole skating thing, there were numerous odd man chances for the Florida Panthers going the opposite way, and Dobby was forced to make some huge saves on those odd man chances. So how do we get rid of those?
Skate.
I mean, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, this game, I mean, it sucks to try and like break it down, because the Stars were just like the problem was so obvious. It was just skating. Like, they weren't moving at all. Like, if you watched a second, go back and watch it if you can handle it, but the Panthers are like literally skating circles around guys at some points. So like, I know it's really stupid just to say skating again, but that's what it was. Nobody was moving their feet.
Yeah, it's just frustrating that, and I mean, that's just a simple fix, but at the same time, it's hard if everybody's tired. And maybe you just don't have the
conditioning. There's going to be a lot more tired coming up.
I was about to say.
You're going
to
be well conditioned by the end of this season, boys.
Yeah, I mean, like, or hurt. Exactly. Yeah, with all these injuries. And watching this game and watching that second period and the fact that they're not skating, and I mean, even Razor is saying it, and it's obvious. I'm like, dude, if they're tired now and they're not skating now, what on earth are they going to be able to do for the rest of the season?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So. Yeah, since you went on a tangent, I'll go on one too. With all the games in that new season, the new schedule that we got, so like hardly any breaks, there's going to be a lot more injuries. So the injuries aren't going to stop is what's going to happen. Like, the more often you play games, the more injured you're going to get. So guys are going to keep getting hurt. People in the bottom of the lineup are going to get a lot of chances to play. They've got to find a way to make it work. Like, these line shufflings that we talked about, oh, maybe that's just the issue with the power play. They've got to find a way to make it work. Because it's not going to stop if we're playing this many games this close together.
Well, and I thought this was really interesting, too, because the lines that Bonus put together were very strange. Seemed like the only thing he kept together was that Robertson, Hintz, Girayanov line. And then I think I may be crazy, but at the beginning, I think Foxo was playing with Ben.
I don't remember.
I think that was the case. Like, at the beginning of the game, that was the case. And then after that second period, he was just like, ah, screw this. And he threw all the forwards in a blender, and it's just like, you, go. Just to see if something would work.
Yeah. And I get why coaches do that, but personally, I hate it. Like, if you want things to get figured out, you take the three highest paid forwards and you stick them on a line and say, go make your money. And you tell them to figure out a way to score goals. Like, if I was a coach, that's what I would do, is I'd make the players earn their paychecks. So I get what he's trying to do with the line scrambling, is to try and find some kind of spark to get them going. But I wish he would just put it on the guys who get paid and make them do something. Because that's really what's got to happen. Because especially last game, those guys who make the big bucks were a non-factor. Jamie Benn was a non-factor. Joe Pavelski was a non-factor. It was bad.
Here's a question for you. Do we really miss Radulov that much?
I think we do.
That's why he's out? You really think he's the X factor in all this and why we're losing this
I
much?
Don't think he's why. I mean, the team is playing like crap. But that's definitely a help on offense. Like, I know he's not scoring a ton of goals recently, but the lines he has been on have been scoring. So Jamie, Pavelski, and Radulov, they were scoring goals before he got hurt. Like, that's undeniable. And it might not have been directly because of him, but maybe just his threat. Like, he's got a good one-timer on the power play. He's on the wings over there. So I believe it's totally a difference. But even if you had Radulov in here and the team was playing like this, it's very unlikely that we win the game still.
Right.
Like, man, maybe he's the difference maker this game that gets us to tied. But even if we tied the game in the third period, I feel like there's no way we'd win. So.
Well, the other thing is that he brings that emotional factor into the game that a lot of people think of Antoine Roussel brought. Basically a higher paid Antoine Roussel, right? Antoine Roussel brought that edge, that grittiness, and like that physical edge that
you could tell he wanted to win every hockey game he played.
Right, exactly. And Radulov can do that, maybe not to the extent that Antoine Roussel can, but Radulov can score goals. Roussel didn't really do it that much. So maybe that's what we need. We just need more of an emotional push from somebody. And speaking of emotional pushes, what on earth was John Klingberg thinking?
I mean, I was with him. I mean, Klingberg looked decent this game. He didn't look great.
I'm not saying he did the wrong thing. I just thought he's in a fight? What?
I mean, he picked the right guy. He picked the other team's puck-moving defenseman, so at least he got the right matchup. But, yeah, he didn't look great in there.
No, I don't think it was the other puck-moving defenseman. No, I think it was Hornquist.
Oh, woof.
Patrick Hornquist, who is a big power forward. He's a Jamie Benn type of person. And I almost guarantee it's Hornquist. I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah, it was. Dang it.
Told you. So, I mean, we got that guy off the ice for 5 minutes, which is nice, but we also lost John Klingberg for 5 minutes. So, Not but
so nice.
He picked on a guy that's obviously like got some experience in the fight department, and John Kleinberg has never had a fight in the NHL. So go figure. But it says something when a player like that, that's not his game, he can throw a hit if he needs to, but his style is that skill set. He's a skilled player. That's his game. And it's saying something when that type of a player is, you know, getting into a fight, especially with a guy like Hornquist.
Yeah, so it says that something's messed up here.
Right, and he noticed it, and he was trying to fix it because, shoot, no one else is doing it.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't really work. The onslaught in the last 5 minutes of the second period was just as bad.
Yep. Well, at least he tried something different. I mean, you can't fault him for trying to get some sort of life back into the Stars lineup. And I wish it had worked, but it obviously did not, because we got screwed through the rest of that. Didn't they score a goal in, like, the last 2 minutes of the period?
Mm-hmm.
It was something like that.
Yep.
So, yeah, in the last 2 minutes of the period, Keith Yandle scored a goal. So.
Yeah, that's why I said yes.
Yeah, jerk.
All right, I got something from the social medias.
All right.
I'm starting to hear some whispers.
Okay.
Some whispers about the coach. Have you heard anything about those? Right.
Yes, I have.
You have any opinions on those?
I haven't really had time to think about it, really, but one of the things that kind of, now that I'm thinking about it, one of the things I noticed on Twitter was they had all the current head coaches and their winning percentage.
Oh, I saw that.
And Bonus was at the very bottom.
It's tough to fault him for that one, though. Like, yeah. Think of the teams he's coached for. Like, he coached for a coached for an expansion team, and the expansion draft totally screwed that team. Who was it? Do you know who it was?
I have no idea.
Was it the Senators?
That might have been.
But it was some team, and the expansion draft obviously screwed them. And everybody knew it, and they were bad for, like, ever. Yep. So,
but you don't make that kind of decision right now. That's regardless of if he is the problem or not, which I don't think he is. I think the players really appreciate him and they like him. But in a year like this, when you don't have time to even practice, how the heck are they going to get better if you go and get a brand new coach? That brand new coach is not going to be able to put in his system of play until after the season, which that's not because assuming if they fire a Bonus, then that means they didn't make the playoffs. And that's the last thing the Stars team needs right now, because they're in their quote unquote window right now. So,
So I pretty much agree with you, but I'm going to be a little bit harder on Bonus. I kind of think he's the issue. I mean, all y'all already know, I wasn't really a fan of Bones. I don't like his coaching style. I don't like the line scrambling. I want us to stick with our guys and have them work it out through a season and have lines be real cohesive and stuff. So obviously I don't like that. I don't like the way he puts it on the players to get ready, you know? I feel like that's kind of the coach's job, you know? Like, keep the team organized, find out how to get those guys ready. Because, like, this team, it's obvious. Last season, we were bad in first periods. This season, we're bad in first periods. Like, something's got to give. He's got to do something about it.
Except this game.
This is our eighth first period goal or something?
Yep.
But, yeah. So he's got to do something about that, in my opinion. But so I'm going to give him a little bit of blame here. It's obviously not just him because the players sucked. Like, they were bad. So it's obviously not just him, but he's definitely getting some of the blame for this. And I personally dislike his coaching style, but I totally agree with you. In a shortened season where, again, we're going to get to practice, we're probably going to have less practices than we have games.
Nothing.
If you don't count Morning Skates as practices. So, yeah, I think a coaching change in this season would be conceding the playoffs. Which I don't think you need to do right now. Like, we're not even a quarter of the way through. So, right now, hopefully we can figure this out. Because, like, remember, last season we started, like, 1-7-1.
And we made the Stanley Cup Finals.
And we made the Stanley Cup Finals. So, yes,
after
it
all
sucks.
The COVID and stuff, but, yeah.
Yeah, so all this sucks. This is bad. But now's not the time to hit the panic button. If we're 5-9, then we can hit the panic button. But so I totally agree with you there. We can't change him right now, but he definitely deserves some of the blame for this slump that we're in. But we should ride him out for the end of the season. If we finish in a bad place, I think a first round exit would be really disappointing season. So even a first round exit, I'd say Bonus is out of here. But y'all know I dislike Bonus, so I might be a little bit biased.
Yeah. I'm not so sure about that. Now, if they miss the playoffs, then I might see it. Maybe a first round exit, but I don't think so. I'm going to be devil's advocate for some of the things you said. So, first off, when you were talking about putting it on the players, if there's a team that you can put it on the players, it's this team, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're true. One of the oldest teams in the league, right? They've got those veteran guys. Now, they lost a couple. Corey Perry is gone, but they've still got, you know, they've still got Pavelski. They've still got Ben, who is, I would say he's a veteran now. He's not in his prime anymore.
Yeah, but when it's 2 years in a row, you got to think, like, common denominator there. We've been bad in first periods for 2 straight years, and for those 2 years, we've had Bonus.
Right. So, and the other thing you said is the whole line shuffling thing. Now, and I might be crazy, and people can tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that Jim Montgomery did a lot more line juggling and line shuffling.
Oh, he did too, and so did Lindy Ruff. So did Lindy Ruff, honestly.
But yeah, but you're putting that on Bonus, but yet Montgomery was doing that way more than Bonus.
No, yeah.
And I feel like Bonus sticks to the lines more than the past three coaches we've had. Like Hitch did it a bunch, and so did Ruff, and so did who's the other guy?
Yeah,
I'm thinking of. But I mean, you're definitely
You're not the crazy one. I'm the crazy one. I fully acknowledge that. But just as a personal preference,
you still don't like it.
I don't like it personally. I feel like there's, like, I feel like you learn better from having the same guys next to you, and you know what each other are thinking better. Like, especially in a game of hockey where, like, you're trying to guess where your teammate's gonna go, so that you all are on the same page. I feel like it's more important to keep a line the same, and like. I don't know. Some of you guys tell me where I'm wrong there, like if that's not as important as I'm thinking it is, but man, I feel like that would be a lot more helpful than just playing with two new wingers every night. So.
Well, and on the flip side of that, how often have we had the same lineup? we haven't had a single game where we've had the same lineup. Now, we've had a couple of games where we've had the same top three lines, and then that fourth line kind of got juggled a little bit. But
that's what I'm saying. I feel like the top two lines have got to stay the same.
See, and I disagree, because that third line is just – I feel like he views that third line more important than he does the top two lines sometimes, especially if we're protecting a lead. He puts those guys out there a lot. And you can look at that by listening to our past podcast from the playoffs. We talked about how we were upset that Gary and Hintz weren't getting any ice time. And then people like Foxa was getting like 16, 17 minutes of ice time. He really values those defensive forwards. So
yeah, and I mean, there's no faulting that, but like, especially when you need goals. Like, I feel like they play a lot even when we need goals. Like, and that might just be me being frustrated because we're behind and stuff. But, and I mean, last game, I didn't notice it. But we talked about this earlier, how, like, why are they ever in the attack zone faceoff? This game, I didn't see them in attack zone faceoff. They probably were at one
point. So he listened to you. He listened to us.
Yeah, Bones, I'm sorry I dislike you. But thanks for listening to that. But yeah.
All right.
Very strange.
All right, let's get to some stats. Okay, obviously the biggest stat, we've already mentioned it. Shots on goal. I've never seen this before in all of my time in watching Stars hockey. 52 to 25 shots on
goal than doubled
in
them.
Favor of the Florida Panthers. That is insane. Absolutely insane. So good news on the on the special teams front, they did not score on their power play, which was nice. For the Florida Panthers did not score on their power play, so they went 0-for-3. But we only got one power play.
Because we weren't skating.
Right. So, and we didn't deserve another power play.
You can't get power plays if you don't have the puck. So.
And here's the scary thing, that I'm back on that shots on goal stat. So it was 52-25, right? Shots on goal. And that's those are shots that made it to the net or were on
had
net.
To be stopped.
Dallas led in block shots 17-6. So they tripled up the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, I wonder what their attempts were.
Add 17 to 52. How many shots is that?
A lot more.
That's 69 shots.
And then I wonder what the attempts were. So that would be adding shots that missed the net. I want to know what the attempt number is. It's got to be 80s to 90s.
I wouldn't doubt it. Maybe even 100, considering they were peppering everything at the net.
That's crazy.
So,
I want to mention the Stars lost the faceoff percentage again. I already mentioned in the pregame stuff that we talked about. That's going to happen on pretty much every time this season because one of our best faceoff guys is out. So that sucks. Foxa was doing good at least again, but the other guys were doing bad.
All right. We're other worst stat of the night. Who led the Stars in worst plus minus?
Plus minus. Boo.
I know
who
you
cares?
Hate it. In a game, it's good. Over a course of a season,
who
it's
cares?
Haskinen.
Yeah, because it's a bullcrap stat.
Haskinen was minus -3.
Because it's a garbage stat.
Boy, that's bad.
Garbage stat. He's on the ice more than any other player.
Yes, I understand that. But at the same time, he
garbage
stat. You would
punishes players for being on the ice.
To make those sort of plays. That
Tanner Caro was a 0. Was he better?
No.
Exactly. Garbage stat.
And then
I hate it more and more.
And then also Gerionov was a minus -2 as well. So that wasn't good either.
Again, more ice time than, let's see, second most ice time of forwards. He punishes players for being on the ice. It's so stupid. I hate that stat.
All right. So other stats about Dobby. So he saved 49 out of 51 shots. That's a 961 save percentage.
961 save percentage, and he lost the game 3-1.
On the power play,
he saved
13 shots.
In only
13 shots on three power plays.
Three power plays.
That is absolutely insane.
Oh, my gosh.
So, they really wasted a great opportunity to win the game from Dobby. So
that's a stolen game. That's a game that the goaltender should have scored.
Should have
they tried
stolen.
At the end of the third. So I'll give them that. The end of the third, they looked a lot better. And they looked like they were trying to score. But it always comes too late. Like, every time. It's always the last, 8 to 5 minutes. It can't be that. As soon as the horn goes off to start the third period, it's got to happen. You got to it's score now mentality when 20 is on the clock. I don't get why they wait till the very end of the game. It's so frustrating.
Well, and that's the thing. It goes all the way back to skating, and it's that lack of urgency. That extra push the Stars don't have. Instead of cleaning the body out or going after the Florida Panthers, they're sitting there sticking their stick out. Being lazy. Out.
Man, that's some word magic there.
I know, right? I'm great. I need some razorisms, seriously. But they just look lazy, and they don't have that extra that they need that extra push, and they're
that's
not.
That's what frustrated
me
more than anything is the end of the third, because we can get chances, obviously. In the third, we got them. Like, if you play that way from the start of the period, we score a goal there. Like, we're gonna. Like, it was
probably.
If we had, 5 more minutes on that clock, I say we would have scored a goal. So, it's so frustrating that they won't just do it from the get-go. I don't get what it is. Hopefully, it was just they didn't have conditioning. But we're running out of things to give them the benefit of the doubt for.
Yeah, we really are.
I still think this is a good hockey team. I do. I think they're very hurt, but they should still be winning games like this. So, especially when their goaltender is as good as he was. So, I'm still going to hold on to that they're a good hockey team. So we'll see what happens with the rest of this series. If they can pull out a series win, so I'd actually love the 3-game series. Just for anybody who mentioned it, 3-game series, awesome. I like it just like baseball, so cool. But anyway, if they can somehow find a way to win this series, like that would be a great turnaround point. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yep. Well, we're getting kind of long here, so let's cut it off. All right. You got anything else to say?
No, I think I said everything.
All right. So I do have a special announcement that we're gonna share with y'all. On Friday, we will have an interview with The Athletic's Saad Youssef, and he's agreed to join the podcast, and we're gonna do an extra little podcast over that. And we're gonna ask him about obviously hockey stuff, but we're also gonna ask him about how we got started and all that sort of stuff. So tune in on Saturday morning is probably when I will post it. We'll record it Friday and then we'll post it on Saturday. So that means we're gonna be recording for the next 4 days, Chris, a podcast. So we did it today. We have a game tomorrow. We have a game Thursday. And then we got the Saad Youssef interview on Friday. So you guys are going to get a lot of content over the next week. So I hope y'all enjoy it.
Check the Twitters. We're going to put out a post about what y'all want us to ask Saad. So give us your questions to ask Saad Youssef. Pretty much anything about him, about hockey, about the Stars, whatever you want. Put it in the comments of that post when we make it.
All right. Thank you guys for listening again. I'll say it correct this time. Along with Chris, I'm Ryan Chambers. This has been Starcastic Marks. Follow us on Twitter at StarcasticR. On Facebook, you can like us. You can also follow us on Instagram. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel where we post all of this stuff as well if you want to see our pretty beautiful faces. Gorgeous. Well, at least my beautiful face. So. Anyways, Stars lose again. They're on a 6-game losing streak. They lose to the Florida Panthers 3-1. We'll see you guys tomorrow for another PGR, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Good night.